from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, good to be with you on a Friday. Texans and Bears last night. Game was only about 3 quarters long. We'll talk plenty about that this morning. We'll talk plenty about Andre Johnson going into the Hall of Fame. Love the scene at the beginning, Seth, when they were introducing the Hall of Famers, and the Hall of Famers are kind of walking out in between, like, sort of a human tunnel of the two teams lined up there, mm-hmm. and they're walking to midfield, and of course Andre is walking to midfield with plenty of familiar faces around him off to his left-hand side. I thought it was really cool when they cut to D'Amico Ryans while Andre was walking out to midfield, and D'Amico was... There was nothing rehearsed about it. There's nothing rehearsed about D'Amico at all. Like, but he was like mid smile. You know what I mean? Like they cut. Like he was. D'Amico looked so happy.
Yeah, he was really taken in the moment.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
He really just looked so like he was like a fan happy to be down on the field.
Totally. It was great.
I thought that was cool. I was so intrigued by Steve McMichael's wife that, you know, because Steve McMichael passed away in 1994,
No. McMichael's still alive.
He is?
Yes.
They said he was dead.
No. He's got a very, very progressed case of ALS, I believe.
Oh, right. Okay. Hey, dump that laughter of that. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah. No, he's still with us.
For some reason, I'd read one of those reports and thought he had passed away. But that was cool. His wife came out and did the fist pump. And
Yeah. She was great. Misty McMichael, which that sounds like a made-up name. It's too good of a name, Misty McMichael. So that was cool last night seeing Andre. We'll talk more about Andre as we head towards the top of the hour. The Astros are back in action tonight. They were off yesterday. And tonight is... going to be one of the more interesting nights, Seth, of the regular season as we get our first look in an Astros uniform at Yusei Kikuchi.
Give it to me.
Against the Tampa Bay Rays.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready for some Kikuchi action.
I am too.
Look, Dana Brown promised us that the Astros coaching and analytics staff would rein him in and tweak his pitch selection a little bit, and basically said, look, the Blue Jays don't know what the hell they're doing, and they got some clown named James Click up there, and we're going to go ahead and actually get the best out of Kikuchi.
I never thought of that. It's true.
No, they did. Every time they talk about how they're going to fix Kikuchi, I'm like, all right, guys, you know, like every other team in the league has copied what you guys have been doing on the pitching development side of things. It's not in the pitch selection and everything else.
My optimism for Kikuchi finding his, I guess, I mean, there's never really been an extended, like, Cy Young form that Kikuchi has had. You know, he made an all-star team for the Mariners in 2021, back when the Mariners were dog crap.
Right.
And then he had a solid season in 2023. I don't know what exactly it is we're trying to regain with Kikuchi here. my optimism is fueled by hopefully just like change of scenery kind of thing. You know,
yeah,
change
maybe,
of scenery.
Yeah.
You're in a pennant. Dude, I'm grasping. I admit it.
Right.
I'm trying to stay optimistic about this whole
thing. You know, Spillane, I had Spillane try to, you know, talk me down off the ledge in a lot of ways when it came to that trade. And Spillane did a good job of saying, you know, we probably value our own prospects a little bit more than we should, et cetera, et cetera. But the thing I still can't get over is I've been reading all these articles where these damn nerds will, and I'm all about, I love the analytics and everything. I don't like sports writers who don't understand math talking about analytics.
Right.
Because they'll say in the article, he's a good pitcher.
Yeah.
He's got great, strikes a lot of people out, all this stuff, and then never explain away the fact that the results actually haven't been all that
right,
good.
Right.
Yeah, like he's got great stuff, but you got to harness all that great stuff and not be letting up 4.7 runs per nine innings,
mm-hmm.
like he has in his entire career, except for one season last year. You know what it is? It feels too much like the Astros deluding themselves with Montero, because that's what they did with Montero. They thought, hey, look at what happened. We got the absolute best out of Montero because we're so good at developing pitchers.
Yeah, and that was his only good season that he's ever had.
He was designated for assignment 2 days ago.
Yeah, I was, of all the things, Seth, when I wasn't here yesterday that I was sad I didn't get to chop up with you on Thursday's show, was Rafael Montero getting DFA'd. I was sad to not be on the radio for that. That's a lot of money that they've spent to get rid of guys this year. That's going to be... Whew, that was a bad offseason,
man. But you actually, you know, you kind of, you got rid of the tumors. You caught it before it was stage four.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a big thing. Early detection, people.
What do you have?
Guys, go do your colonoscopy or get your poop test done. Because that's where they really, the early detection in baseball and in cancer. That's the key.
Well,
early detection.
I don't know how early it was. I mean, Abreu and Montero did get a whole season under these new contracts. I would say we were
They hadn't metastasized completely yet.
We were like stage three Montero, I think, right? Probably.
Well, yeah, as far as the actual tumors, the tumors were bad, but they hadn't so spread to the rest of the roster that you're now there. If they had kept both Abreu and Montero all season long, then perhaps it would have been you would have had it all over your
can
all
you
over
imagine
the place.
Dana Brown's doing interviews like 2 or 3 weeks ago with Montero still on the team. He's like, we know Rafael's been very good, but it is treatable. This Montero is true. It is treatable. We can get rid of this Montero.
My dad and I would have debates about his cancer. Listen, everybody. This is me telling a personal story. So don't claim that I'm being insensitive here. So my dad had really bad lung cancer, and it was stage four. It metastasized. And yet, my dad and I we'd have fun, playful arguments about a lot of stuff. And one of our last big argument was him. A lifelong chain smoker insisting that it wasn't actually lung cancer, that it spread to the rest of his body. I'm like, Dad, he was pulling a total Jeff Bagwell. It's just like, he's trying to show me the back of the baseball card. And I was like, Dad, all these doctors are saying it was lung cancer. I'm pretty sure it was the cigarettes that did you in, man.
Nope.
They missed my prostate cancer, and that's what spread.
The back of my smoker's card. Look. Oh man, that's funny. Hey, by the way, you said Adam Spillane, you tasked him with talking you off the ledge about the whole Kikuchi thing. I think of everybody at Sports Radio 610, Spillane would be the least that I would want to be tasked with talking me off the ledge about anything. Because I feel like most of the time when you want someone to talk you off the ledge, I think 99% of people, even if they don't believe what they're saying, are going to try to do that. I feel like Spillane is the one guy here who'd be like, fine, jump. You know? Like, hey, talk me off the ledge on this. I can't. You should jump.
I think with Spillane, though, like Spillane's not like one of those writers that were angering me, because Spillane didn't sit there and try to act like Kikuchi's, oh yeah, he's a great pitcher and it's just bad luck.
And Spillane was in favor of the trade too, you know. Like,
I got a little offended when he tried to explain FIP to me. I'm like, listen, I understand FIP. We talk about it on the show. I know you're. Listen, we're not dullards here.
It's like, do you know? You're like, do you know who I am? I'm Stat Nerd Seth.
Stat Nerd Seth. Well, no, that's the big thing that'll bother me. So fielding independent pitching for the listeners that don't know, it's basically like your ERA if you take luck out of the equation.
Right.
His FIP has always been a little bit better than his ERA, but that's what happens with the guys that throw a lot of strikeouts.
That's
it kind of works out that way.
Yeah.
It's not like this year his FIP is bad too. It's not like he's just had all bad luck. It's a little bit of that over this last bad stretch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
But he's just not been a good pitcher.
Right.
But he's a guy you can plunk out there and give the rest of the guys some rest.
So Brian McTaggart, the Astros beat reporter for MLB.com. We're big fans of tags. We like Brian McTaggart. He was on 790 yesterday. He was on with Matt Thomas, and they got talking about they were going through all the laundry list of Astro things, I guess, and one of them is Kyle Tucker. And Brian McTaggart had a quote which made the rounds yesterday and had a lot of people pretty upset, but I don't know that it's shocking a lot of people necessarily. McTaggart said that Kyle Tucker is moving to the 60-day injured list so they can open up a 40-man roster spot for Pedro Leon coming up from Sugarland. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't necessarily mean anything as far as when Kyle Tucker can return because he's got so much time served already on the injured list. It's just more of an administrative thing. But this was the thing that got people upset as Astro fans. Tucker is, quote, this is according to McTaggart, not close to a minor league rehab assignment, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not even close to getting close to coming back.
It's good, though. You weren't in yesterday morning, so it's the two things I was wrong about yesterday was that I was excited to see John Mechie do some things in the preseason game. I was wrong about that. Xavier Hutchinson did a great job last night. And I was wrong about, I had thought, you know how I listen to articles in the morning?
Yes.
I download everything to a doc, and then like when I, to wake up, I go out and I drive a vehicle through traffic to go get some coffee and listen to articles at the same time. I thought it was a McTaggart article that sounded a little bit more optimistic about
Tucker.
Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
And I said that to Spillane. And Spillane, who's much smarter than me, was like, I don't know about that. It turned out it was a different outlet that was saying that because they were spouting off whatever Espada had said, you know, who's eternally optimistic about this stuff. So I said McTaggart had said that. Obviously, it wasn't McTaggart. McTaggart's saying the exact opposite. Kyle Tucker it's still not looking so hot.
No. And they're about to hit a patch of schedule here where they could really use Kyle Tucker. They got the Orioles coming up here soon. They got the Phillies coming up here soon.
The offense has been really good since Kyle Tucker's been out.
Yeah.
So the silver lining is, wow, if and when he does come back, it could get really electric. And yet, man, now it's at the point, it's been long enough, you know, it's been damn near 2 months. Like, how long is it going to take him to come back? We haven't been through this with Kyle Tucker. Is he a guy who can come back quickly from being injured? Is he a guy that's going to take some time to get his timing back? We just have no clue.
Yeah, you're thinking exactly what I was thinking the other night watching the Astros. Like, okay, we know that Yordan Alvarez can be out for a month and a half, pick up a bat, and have a 900 OPS for a week. You know, like, we've seen Yordan. Jose Altuve does normally, when he's been out in recent years, comes back, and he does not take long at all to look like the old Altuve. It's a great point, Seth. We have nothing to go off of with Tucker. You know, we have nothing to go off of as to what he looks like after being gone for what's going to wind up man, by the time he comes back, like if he's not close to a minor league rehab assignment, then, and now we're into August now. It's August 2nd. I mean, we got to be looking at close to September with him coming back. That's going to be 3 months he's been out. He went out on June the 3rd. You know, we're up on 2 months starting tomorrow. So, this is what I wonder too, big picture, like in the grand scheme of things, especially considering the Astros are still winning without Kyle Tucker, like, is this actually going to save them some money with his arbitration next year? You know, that he was on his way to an MVP level season before it got torpedoed by this injury. I do wonder if it does go to arbitration, which, you know, with the Astros and Kyle Tucker, it's gotten testy in recent years in the offseason. What does this do to his value in general, either in the eyes of an arbiter or if the Astros are of the mind to move him in the offseason? I can't imagine that other teams are going to look at it negatively in any way.
I don't think it's going to affect his free agency appeal one bit, just because he got hit by a baseball, you know, on the bone, and it took a long time to recover. Like, his track record of being relatively immune to injuries, I think, is probably still going to be people are going to look at that as like, yeah, he'll be fine, and they might hope that it drives his value down, but I don't think it
will. You know, the Astros are going to come in with a low ball offer in arbitration though because they're going to look at it and go, well, look at your numbers, and if I'm Kyle Tucker, I go, look at my OPS, I'm fifth in OPS.
I guess the question would be, does it scare Kyle Tucker into seeing his baseball mortality, and perhaps if the Astros do offer him an extension, maybe him being like, well, gosh, you know what? I've seen the other side of it now. It's not so simple that I'm always going to be healthy no matter what.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll take this money now.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. But that's bad news for the Astros yesterday. Not close to a minor league rehab assignment, according to Brian McTaggart. Text message on something you and I were talking about during the break. How do y'all think the coaching staff handled Kalen Bullock's early celebration on the fumble that he forced?
Yeah, so Kalen Bullock does a great job of coming up and doing exactly what we thought he would do, man. He's got really good timing on a lot of these things. He tracks the ball well. He came up, hit the Bears receiver, jostled the ball out, and as there were a group of Texans players trying to penetrate an egg, trying to come the ball jostled out. And as Kalen Bullock is celebrating, the ball bounced to exactly where Kalen Bullock would have been if he had just stayed in place.
Yeah.
I think the coaching staff is going to point that out. As a fan, I'm not overly disturbed about it, because this is the kind of stuff that this is what happens. You know, Sean, I was on the field when Plaxico Burress, as a rookie in a preseason game, caught a beautiful pass over the middle. We were playing the Steelers. And went to the ground, got up, and not realizing that he was now in the NFL in college, spiked the football.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And Plaxico Burress would never go on to do another stupid thing in his NFL career. So
not on the field.
It was never. He did go on to have a long career.
Hey.
Interrupted by a jail sentence. But other than that, he did a pretty good job.
His son is going to Notre Dame next year to play football. Plaxico Burress.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. There was a picture.
You got everything all registered and everything?
As far as I know.
Ready for Indiana?
Yeah. I don't know the gun laws in Indiana these days. Believe it or not, I wasn't packing when I was on campus.
Just register your weapons, my friend. That's all. Just register your weapons.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. Plaxico. Plaxico's son is going to be a freshman. Jerome Bettis' son is going to be a freshman on the football team.
Oh, wow.
Ryan Clark's son transferred to Notre Dame from Arizona State. So there was a picture of the three of them, with all three of their kids that was online, a month ago.
They're the Toronto Blue Jays of college football.
They are,
They're just stockpiling lineages.
Yes.
Who was the last guy you said?
Ryan Clark.
His son
transferred there. The other two, Plaxico and Bettis' sons, are incoming freshmen. Ryan Clark's son. Yeah, so, man, it's going to be a lot of famous people in the crowd next year.
Ryan Clark, very high on the Texans. Every clip I see of him is him gushing about the Texans.
Is he ever, man? Is he ever? All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. We were reacting to the Hall of Fame game last night. We're getting you ready for the Astros this weekend against the Rays. Hey, let's get to headlines. We'll get you ready for both of those things. If you're just getting in your car and you missed what we had to say about either of those things, good news. We've got headlines coming up next here on Payne and Pendergast. Stay there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.